We are beginning. Make sure that Zvi can see me. Zvi, can you see me? Can you read me loud and clear?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're up to Halacha Vav. And we're talking about building steps. In Bonim Madregas Al Pigeoyas, Erev Shrias. Then you're not allowed to build steps going down the way the translation here is to ravines. Ravines is places where normally there would be rainwater would gather in the ravine, and then you'd have that water available to scoop out to be mashka your soda. That's the purpose of the ravine. So when I'm building steps, I'm obviously making it easier for me to get access to that water. And so here we have a huge chiddush here, according to this mahalach, which is, and it's brought in number five. In other words, the question is, what's the issur here? Why can't I build steps? Like, what's the problem?
Or why else do we need to gather water or have access to water?
What's the problem of building the steps? Let's just take that at the first thing. So there are two mahalachim here. The second one is that we're going to do next is going to be an almar sayin issue. Let's take the first one first, because that's the huge kiddush over here, which is that since this is giving me access to the water, it becomes a toldo choresh. This is like, what? That's what it says. I didn't make it up.
But it says since it alters the terrain.
Maybe that's the idea. It's altering the terrain.
Building, how are you making steps?
Are you digging out the underwater?
What are you doing with the steps?
You're making, well, whatever is involved in making a step. I don't know how to build a step. I mean, Sam, how do you build a step? I mean, you're digging it out, right? You're going to dig it out. You're probably going to put some slate down there so that you don't trip on, you don't sink into the mud. I mean, whatever it takes to build a step. So, but that's going to, it says over here, it's a toldo. Building steps to enable the crops to be watered is a toldo of plowing, since it alters the terrain to facilitate planting. Okay? It's unbelievable. Altering terrain to facilitate planting is a toldo of choresh. It's really, it's a huge chiddush. Chazainish argues on this pshat because he says there's no way that that's true. And there's a big textual variant that discusses that. But before we go, let's just get this mahalach first down first. And let's learn through the sugya with this mahalach. So you can't build steps to the ravine. Ereshvias, if it's before in the sixth year. But it's Misha Pasku Shomim, it's after the rains have stopped falling. Okay? So in other words, since the rains have stopped falling, so you're probably not building these steps for this year's crop, the sixth year. You're building it for next year because it stopped raining already, okay?
Just like that makes sense? In the sixth year, I mean, just like you have to stop in the sixth year because it's going to be considered for the seventh year. If you do it in the seventh year, it's going to be considered like you're doing it for the eighth year.
Right, and that's going to come up next. Right. So if it's after the Paschal Shomim, Neshul Mesakta L'Shvias, it looks like, well, it not looks like. This, according to the way, this is going to be the two Perushim, how to learn these words in the Mishnah. So the second shot, which I didn't speak out clearly yet, is that it's Maris Ayin, and people are going to see you building the steps, and they're going to think you're building the steps in order to plant in the Shemitah year. So that'll be the Maris Ayin shot. So we have, so let's get the two Pshatim. One is it's a told of Horesh. When it's a Maris Ayin, the people are going to say something. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, there's no Isser of Choresh because the Tosefes Shvias has been bottled. Rabbi Gamliel, Beistina, or Mavatel that din. So during the sixth year, Choresh is mutter all the way up until Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right? So therefore, if the reason is told to the Choresh, so Bizman Hazeh will be mutter. If the reason is because of Maris Ayin, then Mizman Hazeh, it's going to remain also because people are still going to say you're preparing something for the next year. Obviously, you're planning on working. So that'll be an afkamina between these two pshevershim. There'll also be an afkamina how to read the Mishnah. The neshu misaknon l'shvias. Either it's direct that you are being misakin, it is a fact. Therefore, it is a tolda of Choresh for Shemitah year. Or, Mneshu misakin, it means it looks like you're being misakin them for Shvius, and therefore it's Marasai. So these pshatim play out in how to teach the Mishnah. Of a boinu who b'shvius mishapasku shomim, if it's in the Shemitah year, after the, like the said that the idea is that if it's in the Shemitah, then it's after the rains have stopped. You're obviously not doing it for the Shemitah year. It looks like you're doing it for Moitzei Shvius. Next, v'lo yismoch ba'ofer, you cannot support a dam with dirt. Because what's going to happen is
that only eliminates the marasayim, right? It doesn't eliminate the idea that you're preparing the.
That's a good question. So that's a good question.
Isn't that marasayim?
He's asking a direct question. He's saying if it was a told of Choresh, and it was Osir Erish Shemitah, so during the Shemitah year, it's for sure going to be Osir. Because there's no heter for Choresh during the Shemitah year. Right? So they asked this question, and I don't have the place where it's asked, but it's obvious that nowadays, what is that? Here it is. I can't find it right now, but the reason is because it's not for this year, it loses its shame tolda. Somehow or other, I don't really understand it that well, but it's a good question. You're asking a question. Okay. Of the Yismach will offer, you can't support a dam with dirt. That means, number seven, he says you can't cement the dam with dirt because that means you want to use it right away to irrigate the crops. So even after the rains have stopped, people are going to suspect him of violating the law. It sounds like a Marasayan thing also. But Osehu Chayitz, you can make it out of loose partition, meaning you make it with a type of material that allows some leakage. So it's not a perfect seal. Kol Aven Shu Yochel of Shunas Yodo V'litlo, if you're going to stretch out your hand and take it, meaning if I'm going ahead and I'm building the steps, for instance, or this is going to be a machlokas, exactly how to learn this case. Are we talking about the steps or are we referring back to the dam? Right? So it says at 9, it's a person building these structures. Steps or uncemented dam. It's either one. Okay. So then you could take any stone from the field, even a small one, as long as it's within your hand's reach. So in other words, normally you can't take stones off the field because you're making miapa the karka for planting, and you can't take the stones off of it. But here, because you're within a hand's reach of your project steps, right? So you're just reaching out, and people, it's muhach, people looking are going to see, oh, of course he's doing it for the purpose of the building of the steps. So there's no problem with modern science. Okay, that's one way to learn. There's a secondary way to learn, and Avarian C brings from the Ravid that this is not talking about Shemitah at all. We're talking about ownership and public and property. So if I'm in public property and I'm next to your field and it's within arm's reach, I can reach into your property and pull out a stone without the owner's permission. It's assumed that the owner of the field does not care about such stones, because they're close to the public, they're so close to the public thoroughfare that I don't really care if you reach in and pull out a stone. It's not a problem. All right. So basically, what the Ravid is doing here is the Ravid is connecting this Gemara or this statement with the previous Gemara. The Gemara we had just before the Mishnah that we ended with yesterday. Remember, we said that we had a deal that pebbles are used if it's not otherwise stated, right? And therefore, we learned that it's also lelaket sroros mitok stei chavero, that you're not allowed to collect pebbles from your from the field of without permission because they have a use. So what he's doing here is, excuse me. Okay, a bottle of water. What he's doing here is he's. See at the bottom of this Varian C, on page 24A2, you see the way he does. He goes Zosomeris. It's also. Excuse me. I'll be right back. Some dryness. Now, before the Gemara said Zosomeres, also Malachi Tzoros Mitok Stesh Chaveroi. So our Gemara is going to be saying no, but if it's within a hand's reach within the karka of within the Rishus Rambam, then it would be much. So it's like he's connecting it to the previous Gemara somehow or other. But anyway, that's a diff. That's the Ravid's trap. The main shot is not like the Ravid. We'll learn that we're talking about this Mishnah, that we're building the steps, and it's giving you a heter to grab some stones. Okay.
What is the difference between whether he can reach him or not?
It's whether I'm makbid on it. Your mindset. If you have a public road going by, if it's within an arm's reach, you have a certain mindset that you don't care about it. Because it's close to Shas Rabbah. It's like, you know, people who are curbing their dog on my sidewalk. You know, what do I care? You know, I care, but I'm just giving an example. People, whatever, it's a poor example. But you understand that, right? It's different. It's different. It's something that's right next to the Shas Rabbah, and people are using it already, so I don't care so much if they're going to reach in, they need something. I'm not that machbid on it. It's a stone, after all. It was created with the world. What makes you think you own the world? You think you own the world? Come on. Reb Krispa, b'shem Reb Yerchan Hananya ben Gamliel. So here he says Reb Krispa. B'isr shnei prakim himas nisa. So this is what we were talking about before. Remember, we said, well, this is what you have to keep in mind in this whole Gemara. This Gemara is going to be going back and forth with the two Pirushim that we started with. Remember, it's either an Isr Chare, it's a told of Choresh, or it's a problem of Marasayan. So, he's going to start off telling me what? That our Mishnah is talking about.
Whoa. Welcome back.
Welcome. It's talking about the where there was still an Isser of Choresh, meaning before Rabbi Gamliel Ubeistina was Matar. Right? Nowadays, however, it says in the English, when the prohibition is not in effect, you can build steps leading to ravines at any time before the actual start of Shrias. So why is he talking about steps? Second. So why is he talking about steps? I thought we're talking about steps. Yeah, we're talking about steps. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about that. That's the first statement. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got a little mixed up. So the Isser of building steps that we started with, right? So, I'm blanking over here, sorry. A little jet lag. yes, so nowadays, building the steps could be done anytime, regardless of whether the rain has stopped or the rain hasn't stopped, doesn't make a difference, right? Right, so 11, that's what he goes through. He tries to, he explains it, because he's holding, again, Reprisport considers the steps a told of plowing, okay? So therefore, if it's told of plowing, it's directly linked to whether Rabbi Gamliel was matred or not. That's Reb Krispa. Then the Gemara says, Tony, Rabbi Yehuda of Rav Nechemia Oisrin. So they have a very chumradika shita over here. They argue, this is a brisa which is quoting two shitas, these are tanoim, who argue on our Mishnah, and they hold you cannot build steps even before the rain has stopped. They asur it the entire sixth year. Unbelievable chumra, right? So they don't let you build the steps. So, now, if you're talking about the time, the time in history, when it's, right, lo be'isser shnei prakim, is this brisa not referring to when there's an isser of what? Of plowing. Surely it is. In other words, it's a bit mean, right? Surely it is. Because the logic he's going to write here in 13 is, because if pre-Shvias plowing was not in effect, the Isser of Harisha was not in effect, they would never asur me from building the steps even prior to the Shavuos and Pesach, even prior to the rain's not entering. That's like, that would be such a far-out chumrah, it's not reasonable, right? So it must be that we're talking about whether it was an Isser Harisha at the time of, you want somebody what? At the time of Pesach or Shavuos, right? So when our Mishnah disagrees with those Tanoim and says it's forbidden to build the steps only after the rains have stopped, it's referring to, it must be talking about when it was in effect. Okay? Oh, this is a proof. This is not an argument. This is proof. This is, right. I'm sorry. I may have said that it's an argument. It's not an argument. So we're proving what we just said, right? We started off, one more time, just real quick. We started off with a statement that the Mishnah is talking about where there's an Isser of Harisha up until the Shnei Prakim that we always said, Pesach and Shavuos, right? Because if it wouldn't be that way, then there would be no Isser Harisha. And Rav Crispa is learning that the Isser building the steps is a Toldah of Choresh. We prove it because we have this Brisa which quotes these two Tanoim that asur it even prior to those Zmanim, even before the rain have stopped, they asur it the whole 6 years. That has to be talking about when there's an Isser of Harisha, because otherwise they would never be so machmer. So, and you see our Mishnah argues on them, we're talking about Bezman the Isser. Okay, so this is all going with the Mahalach that it is, right? That is a Toldah. Now, let's go on. Now, Abshamai Bayi, now we're on 24b, Im Be'isser Shnei Prakim, if we're talking about when there is an Isser, when prior to Ramingam, let's just call it, the Isser Shnei Prakim is prior to Ramingam Leil, Bahadot Ninon Lacharosh Mutter Livnos Osir, he's had some brisa that says the Choresh is Mutter throughout the 6 year, but to build the steps is Osir. Now, obviously, he's talking about after the Heter Ramingam Leil. To make such a statement that Lachrosh Mutter, we're obviously talking about after the Heter Ramingam Leil. So, nonetheless, it says that the building of the steps is Osir. So Shammai is basically saying, Reb Shammai is saying, your assumption is not correct. Right? Reb Shammai therefore concludes, Elo Beheter Shnei Prakim. Must be we're talking about when it's after Ramingam Leil's Heter. In which case, what's the reason for the Isser of building the steps? It's because of Marasayim. So that's what we're doing here. We're playing with the reasons. Reb Crispo was holding it was a Toldah of Choresh. Reb Shammai is holding it's an Isser of Marasayim. In Beheter, now the Gemara questions. In Beheter Shnei Prakim. And we have to pause here for a second, because what is Shammai going to do with our proof that we just quoted? We had those two Tanoim who are machmer all the way back, and we said it's totally unreasonable to say that they would say that it's also even prior if it was talking about Bezman of a Heter. So all of a sudden, look what he writes here in footnote 2. right after where it says Marafolda, it says Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia maintain that people would suspect even one who constructs steps during the rainy season of intending to use the steps to water crops during Shvius. Right. So, in other words, what he's basically saying is that those two Tanarma Choshesh from Marasayan, even early on in the 6 year, all of a sudden, this is something that one could, you know, assume is possible. Okay. So now the Gemara says, "In behetar shnei prokim." So now let's question his position. B'hadot taninon of a bainahu b'shvius misha paskul gishamim. Our Mishnah says that you can build the steps during the Shemitah year after the rains have stopped, right? You're going to be making it for the eighth year. So if we're referring to in other words, if we're talking about a problem of Maris Ayin, so it says over here, certainly not. It's forbidden to build steps in the 6 year, even when there's no prohibition against Karisha in the prior, right? In other words, what we're saying is like this. If you were not allowed to build the steps in the 6 year, even though Choresh was Mutter, because we're talking about after Rabbi Gamliel was Materet, so then in the Shemitah year, when there is an Issa Karisha, surely it would be Osir. How could you be Mater building the steps during the Shemitah year and say it's Osir to build the year, to build the steps during the 6 year? It makes no sense. That's what Gemara's asking. If it is forbidden. Yeah. Let's just hold on a second. So let's just read it one more time. So if it's forbidden to build the steps in the 6 year, even when there's no Issa of Koresh, so it must be that the steps are forbidden because of Maris Ayin. So why wouldn't they answer even once the rain stops? Because people would suspect them of intending to water crops during the Shemitah year. Does that make sense, this question, Chaim?
Yeah.
Do you have something you want to ask?
It's the same question the other way.
Sam was asking the question on Choresh.
Right.
And here it's asking the question on Maris Ayin.
Using the same thing.
Using the same kind of logic, yeah. Yeah. Four. So, in the brackets here, this is where I think you're going to ask your question.
Maris Ayin, well, the
Rabbanon? Yeah, hold on. But I think this four, footnote four by the bracket, I think he's asking a question. One may wonder, according to the alternative explanation, that it's a toldo of plowing, why is it permitted to build the steps during Shemitah after the rains have stopped? Here's your question. It is certainly forbidden to plow throughout the whole Shvius, even if one does it to prepare for the eighth year. Why should building steps, which is a toldo, be permitted if he intends it for the eighth year? This was your question. The answer would appear to be that the act of building steps is considered a toldo of plowing only when they're built to water crops in the seventh year. When they're built to water crops in the eighth year, then it's not considered a toldo. Doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make sense. What? Either it is a toldo or it's not a toldo.
There's not a, like a low plug. It's going according to each individual person's machshava.
Well, what sense does it make? I would think that it's an objective. I'm not talking about Maris Ayin now. I'm talking about Issa Choresh. Objectively, if building a step,
I understand. I agree.
You agree, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. I don't know why I assume whenever you're asking me something that you're disagreeing. I apologize. That was my mistake. Sorry about that. Okay.
You said if you read other one, others, yeah, however, consider this explanation difficult and checks more pulled up.
Yeah. We'll have to look at that variant, which I haven't read yet.
There's a way to read that, you switch the lines with the way you learn it. And Rabbi Bloom's shear, when he gave it,
yeah,
it was very hard to follow. He flipped the whole quartet. I don't understand how he did it, but these top four or five lines, he flipped the orders so many times of how to read it, and I think
because the Gemara is really very difficult. The Gemara is switching, or first of all, the way I read the Gemara just now, the Iker is Chosum Na Sefer. The Gemara says, "Im behetar shnei prakim b'hadot ninon aval b'inahu b'shvias mishapasku shamim neishu maskinon l'motzai shvias." There is no question written here in the Yerushalmi. He has to put a question mark at the end of that line, and then put in the words "certainly not." It's like, where do you get that from? The whole flow is very difficult. Okay, Amar Rabbana. But right now let's make it very simple. Kru Krispa was going that it's a told of Choresh. Rav Shammai is going that it's an Isser of Marasayin. And the Gemara is saying, if it's an Isser of Marasayin, why are we matter it during the seventh year? That's what we're up to. On Rav Mona, Yo'osam Rav Shammai b'hadol b'kam naiso. Rav Shammai said is correct regarding the first statement. Meaning, the Braisa has said that you can plow throughout the 6 year. So if you can plow throughout the 6 year, so it must be an Isser of Marasayin. So if you're going to ask, plowing during the 6 year should generate suspicion that he intends to plant illegally on Shvias, will respond, Lachreish Mutter. You're permitted to plow before the Shemitah year. Neish Maskin L'Moitzoy Shvias. Because people say he's preparing the field for the year after the Shvias. What does that mean?
There's no Mar sign.
When you plow in the sixth year, normally you would plant in the seventh year, not wait till the eighth year.
Right.
That's the issue here.
So again, this is all. He's being doche in the his parish here to make it fit. It's really not flowing very well. So what's he trying to say? That he's agreeing with Reb Shammai in the first statement he made that this, if the 6 year,
he's saying that the Marasayan of Harisha during the 6 year is not going to be a problem, but it will be a problem of Limnos.
Reb Shammai had a brisa that said Lachrosh Mutter,
right.
So it had to be a time when it had to be after a Mingam Leal. That was basically Rav Shammai's point. Not before a Mingam Leal. So he's saying, Yos, that's a good deal. Therefore, the problem of building the steps, that has to be a problem of Marasayan. Now, if Choresh is Mutter, so then why could you do, what's he asking? Why could you do it during, I think he's got a mistake here. And if you ask that plowing during the 6 year should also generate a suspicion that he intends to plant illegal on Shvias, I don't think he means on the 6 year. I think he means during the seventh year.
No, I think he means the 6 year, because then the Maris Ayin won't apply, because everybody will say you're doing it for the 8th year.
So you could be.
Marasayan is not a bad Marasayan.
So you're saying, oh, I see. He's being machalic in the Marasayan. There's a Marasayan for building the steps, and then there's a Marasayan for Harisha. So Harisha, we're going to say that's not a problem of Marasayan, because we could say he's going to do it for the 8th year.
Right.
Building the steps, though, is a Marasayan that you're going to be watering for the seventh year. Right. Which,
why would you say what, building steps for the eighth?
It doesn't. It's totally arbitrary.
The steps must not last a long time.
They must be that they got to redo the steps.
Yeah, these are not like permanent steps.
These are like the path that you walk between the yards.
Don't rain out.
So the rains wash it out.
The rain's going to wash it out. 100%. He's not the one that's building the steps. I'm building the steps. Okay. So Lachash Mutum Nation Maskin Lamatoshis. Live Nois Osum Nation Maskin Lashvias. So to build the steps also because it looks like you're doing it. Okay. Masnisa Loyarmakane, but the mission does not say like this. Elo. What does it say? Now on 25A1, we're just gonna do a couple lines. Elo Avobone Hubishvias Misha Pasko Shomim. It says in the Mishnah, you could build the steps after the rain stops. Neishu Maskin Lemoitzoy Shmias. You are going to Perek Shmias. Evidently, the Mishnah does not forbid you to build steps because of Marasayin, because then it would forbid building the steps on Shvius as well. Rather, it forbids building the steps on account of the pre-Shvius prohibition against plowing. In other words, he's switching back to the first reason of Crispa, that it's not a problem of Marasayin, but it's a problem of, it's a told of Koresh. So the Mishnah disagrees with the Braisa and maintains only during the pre-Shvius plowing was, in other words, prior to Rabbi Gamliel's Heter, was it forbidden to build steps prior to Shvius? But nowadays, it's permitted to plow, so that it would also permit to build the steps before Shvius, as was Crispa held. And that's the last thing. Lo Yisachik will offer of Osev Chayitz. You can make a Chayitz. What's Chayitz? Mao Chayitz. Chayitz lay. It's a loose partition, like it says in the Pasuk. Hu bona Chayitz. Where's this Pasuk? Two. It's Yechezkel. Comparing the false prophecies to a wall which inevitably falls. Okay. Zeigers und Stark. Have a good evening.